This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Former students at elite private schools all over New England are coming forward with allegations that teachers and school officials sexually abused them. The schools in question include several in New Hampshire, St. Paul's School and Shaker Road School in Concord, Cardigan Mountain School in Canaan, Brewster Academy in Wolfboro, and Phillips Exeter Academy. The Boston Globe's Spotlight team has detailed the extent of this problem, not just in New Hampshire, but across New England. And Globe reporter Bella English joins me now to talk about the allegations made against New Hampshire schools. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
There are a few New Hampshire schools listed in this report. We can't get to all of them now. We'll focus on Phillips Exeter Academy. That's the one you looked into. Listeners, if they're interested, can find out about the others at nhpr.org. There's a link to the Boston Globe story there. But tell us about the accusations leveled against teachers at Phillips Exeter Academy.
This did not come to light until just a few months ago, actually. But what happened, it's a historical incident, happened in the 1970s and 80s. They acknowledged just a few months ago that they had failed to disclose that, you know, one of their star teachers and administrators had admitted to sexual misconduct with students 30 years ago. And then when we wrote about this a couple of months ago, alumni reported new allegations about other teachers, and then a second teacher was unfired. So it's the same old story with a lot of these schools. Not until they are forced to reveal this misconduct among their staffers do they come out with it. It's not something they're doing voluntarily. It's just a sign that they're more protective of the institution than they are of the children that they are charged with protecting.
This article highlights private schools. Is there evidence that this kind of abuse is happening more often in elite private schools than it is in public schools?
You know, it's real hard to say how much it happens. We know sexual abuse is one of the probably the most underreported violent crime there is. And when you add children to that, that it makes it even, you know, less reported. And with private schools, there's no sort of central authority. They don't have to report to anybody. They're all sort of these separate silos, and they don't have to license their teachers, so there's no central licensing board like there are for public schools. So actually, we have a landmark study that we found in which 10% of public school teachers have been accused of sexual abuse, and we know that's just the tip of the iceberg.
And some of these teachers moved out of state after the alleged abuse took place. And as you report, doing so sort of changed the statute of limitations on what they've done. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, statute of limitations is an odd thing, and it really differs from state to state. And it's been very controversial because a lot of these child abuse victims, most of them don't come forward till a decade or decades later because of the trauma they've experienced and the fear and the shame they feel. So if you move out of state to a state that has a more generous statute of limitations, then the clock starts over.
How have the New Hampshire schools responded to these allegations?
I would say they've responded pretty much like the schools in general have responded, and that is not well. We sent out a survey, 224 private schools, on their experience with sexual misconduct allegations. Only about 10% chose to reply, so the vast majority ignored it. They, you know, are not used to having to respond to anybody. They don't have any sort of central authority that they have to respond to. And finally, what is forcing them to respond are the victims themselves. And these are a really, I think, brave women and men who have come forward and told their stories the first time ever in some cases. And so it's the victims, really, who have brought this to the forefront, not the schools.
Bella English, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Bella English. She's a reporter with the Boston Globe's Spotlight team, which is investigating many allegations of sexual abuse at private schools in New England. And you can find a link to the Boston Globe's report at nhpr.org.